Our reading this morning is from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 15. The Pew Bibles are out if you want to follow it. I've forgotten to look up your page number, but mine is 1048, so it's probably similar. 1048. I'm going to read a couple of verses from the beginning of chapter 15, and then I'm going on to verse 11, which is the parable of the lost son. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering round to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth on wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of the country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I'll set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.'" So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him and ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let us have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we can celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Sally is going to come and speak to us now. I'll just pray for Sally. Father, thank you for Sally. Thank you for the preparation that she's done for today. And I pray, Lord, that you'll use those words that she has prepared, and you'll speak into her, and you'll speak through her this morning. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you all. I think Google is amazing in the sense that I put my alarm on last night saying time to get up, and it knew. It knew everything was changing round, and it woke me up at the right time. I think that's just amazing. So the reading we've just heard, it is very fitting for today, Mothering Sunday. Refreshment Sunday, so my mum told me yesterday. a time to just have a little bit of break in the middle of Lent and have a refreshment time. And the reading, it gives us such a loving picture of boundless love, doesn't it? That child returning home and being loved, always being loved. It gives us a real picture of God. God will always love us. And there will be times when we do stray somewhat and we're not close to God, but he's always there and he's always ready to love us and to welcome us back. I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the what Phil's going to be doing communion this morning, and I was thinking about some of the words in the communion, communion prayer. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. And though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. Again and again. It's just such a lovely image, isn't it, of God. Again and again he draws us. He's always ready to draw us. And that father in the prodigal son, ready, pleased, celebrating his son coming home. I've also been reading in morning prayer about Joseph. Joseph and his cloak and his father, Jacob. And the complications in that family. Those brothers selling him off to be a slave. Didn't quite kill him, but selling him off to be a slave. And then Joseph looked after his brothers, called them, looked after his father. And the very last bit of Genesis chapter 50, Jacob had died. The brothers talked and they said, what if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him? There you go, family in concern. What's he going to do? Dad's died and we did awful things to our brother. Is he going to pay us back now Dad's died? But no, Joseph said, don't be afraid. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. He reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Another image of times when things have really not been very good between people, but yet kindness, reassurance, and drawing back together. Another image of God's love for us shown. And then I was thinking as well, you can tell I've been thinking a bit, looking at the songs. And there we have, don't we, at the end of the service, Janet, we have Amazing Grace. Yeah. I was once lost, but now I'm found, we'll be singing. So a service wrapped in our reading. God will always find us. He's never anywhere. We just go on our wanderings sometimes, but he's always there to come back to. So Mothering Sunday, it's a time to give thanks for our earthly, caring relationships which nurture us. That nurturing which happens, as we see in the Bible, as we've heard in our reading, even after times of sadness and disappointment. It's also a time to give thanks for Mother Church, for God's eternal nurture and unconditional love, which again we see in our reading. We see in the Bible many, many times. And we see on earth in the life of Jesus, God with us. We see it in Jesus' life. We see it in God's stories to show us his love. And we see it in the Holy Spirit working within us as we grow in faith. The joy of that father upon his son's return. How loved he is. That insight into God's love. How we are all cherished by God. We are all loved. And that love's been given freely to each of us. We hear, don't we, in the prodigal son, though, I have sinned. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. I'm no longer worthy. How often do we think that? But the father, he's not listening to I'm not worthy. He knows his love for his son. He knows his love for both his sons. Let's celebrate, he says. And there's one son, he doesn't feel worthy. He sinned. And then there's another son. He's upset. Not too pleased. I've done everything right. That one didn't. And you're celebrating. It requires reminding that the family does need to celebrate. They are together again. Together, family. Family life can be complicated, can't it? It really can be complicated. But that unending love which we see it in Jesus' life, we see it in God, and we try our very best to follow that in the complications of our lives. So today is a time to give thanks for all in our lives, all who've supported us over our lives. Our mothers, our fathers, our aunts, our uncles, teachers, godparents, relatives and friends. All who have cared and looked after us. All who've celebrated the good times with us. All who've forgiven us when we have not felt good enough. When we may have let others down, but we've been forgiven. For all who've loved and nurtured us through it, through all of it, all of our lives, come what may. That father, his son returned, really upset him, but he celebrated. And it's a time to give thanks for the church, all the churches in our lives that have nurtured ours. Our faith, they've nurtured us. I was thinking through all the churches I've been in over my life and giving thanks for them all, for Mother Church and for all the congregations and the members over the years and those here now who've taken care of us, who've rested with us in fellowship, who've nurtured our faith. So it's important this Sunday to take a time out for refreshment. Even when things are difficult, we need to take time for refreshment. We've had 2 years of pandemic, haven't we? We've had 2 years when Mothering Sunday has just not been as it always has been. But here we are today. Thanks be to God. It's time to take refreshment. And there's awful things happening in the world at the moment as well. But yet, let's take time to praise God this morning in the midst of all that. Taking time to give thanks. To count our blessings. To accept love from others and to give love and to know that we are all cherished and loved children of God. Amen.